6 minutes after the hour on our Spring Give Hope Pledge Drive at RelevantRadio.com and the Relevant Radio app, as we also pray, come almost Holy Spirit, come. And that's what will happen this Sunday. It's Pentecost Sunday. Let's talk about that right now with our favorite convert to the Catholic Church, Steve Ray, a best-selling author, the producer, the writer of the best-selling series on DVD, The Footprints of God. He is joining us today and, of course, online at CatholicConvert.com to talk about the Pentecost, my favorite holiday. I shouldn't say it's my favorite spiritual holiday during the year. There's something special because you've heard me talk about this, Steve Ray. The Holy Spirit is my best friend. That encounters with the Holy Spirit has pointed me in the right direction every single time. Holy Spirit's my spiritual wingman. And so there's something special about Pentecost for me.
I agree. I agree, John, completely. And it's very special for me because 24 years ago now, my family and I were received into the church on Pentecost Sunday. And they had told us we had to wait 2 years and come in on the Easter Vigil, but I kept after the pastor, and he finally gave us a test, and he drilled us, and he said, how would you like to come in on Pentecost? So we just love that feast day because it's the birthday of the church, and what a great day to be born into the family. You know, that's one of my favorite, too.
Definitely, definitely. And Pentecost means this is an easy one.
50th day. But then you say 50th day. Penta's five. And so 50th day from what? Why 50th day? Well, you know, we think of it as a Christian feast day in the church, and it is, but it originally and still is a feast day for the Jews. And so they had a Pentecost 50th day from the Passover lamb. So the Passover lamb died. Then they left and went through the Red Sea, and they went out into the wilderness, and 50 days later, they arrived at Mount Sinai, and God gave them the law. So they look at the Pentecost as a time when God gave them the law 50 days after the Passover lamb and after Moses got them out of Egypt and they were free. So for us, it's the same, though, because we have the same. We are Jewish in a sense that we come right out of the Jewish root. Everything in the New Testament has its roots in the Old Testament. Everything we have in the church has its roots in Judaism and the roots of Israel. So when we have Pentecost on this Sunday, we say 50th day from what? From the crucifixion of the real Passover lamb. And when Jesus, as the Passover lamb, died, his blood was also shed, and that blood is what saved us from the angel of death. Then we go through the waters of baptism, and we come out into the wilderness of this life and have the Holy Eucharist, and then we have Pentecost 50 days later, where the Holy Spirit comes down, and he did it on Mount Zion. He came down in fire on their heads, just like he came down in fire on Mount Sinai, even before that.
Steve Ray with us at 8 after the hour. We're preparing for Pentecost. Do you think, years ago, Glenn and I went into Times Square with the microphones and asked folks to give us the Ten Commandments in order for $100 in cash that we had in front of us. Do you think a lot, even as cradle Catholics, would get if we said, okay, what's the birthday of the church? Would they guess Pentecost?
I think some would, but I have to tell you, I think that most would not. And, you know, here's an interesting thing about calling it the birthday of the church. You know, in the book of Acts, it says that there were 120 in the upper room, and Mary was there. And when the Bible actually specifically says Mary was there, I think there's a real reason for that. It doesn't say Mary was with Jesus here and there and there, but in very significant moments, it says Mary was there. Like in Cana, where she started the ministry of Jesus, she told him, it's time for you to start your earthly ministry now. And at the cross, where she became the mother of all of us disciples, it says Mary was there at the foot of the cross. But also it says Mary's in the upper room, and I think I know why. I think it's because she had given birth to Jesus, his earthly body, in Bethlehem. She was the mother of Jesus and gave birth to the body of Christ there. But in the upper room, it's the birth of the mystical body of Christ. This is the birthday of the church, and we are the body of Christ. And if Mary's the mother of the body of Christ, she has to be in the upper room, because when the baby's being born, the mother has to be there. So I think that's why one of the reasons Mary specifically says she's in the upper room, because she's the mother of the church, and she had to be there for the birth of the mystical body of Christ.
Steve Ray with us as we prepare for Pentecost at 10 after the hour on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app. How do you explain to someone, even someone who's immersed in their faith, what you mean. And I've had this challenge, Steve, right? And I'm looking for an assist here. When you say that the Holy Spirit is your best friend, I mean, even Catholics kind of scratch their head and go, okay, they're a little skeptical, or they don't know how to react.
Well, I think it's a very personalized way of saying it. I think that we have oftentimes a theoretical view of the Trinity, that God the Father lives in heaven, Jesus was 2,000 years ago, and the Holy Spirit some kind of unseen thing floating around. But I think what you're saying is that we can have a personal relationship with the Trinity. This isn't just some theoretical, theological construct that we've come up with
right.
in dusty old theology books. You're talking about a personal relationship, John. And if we have a personal relationship with God, there's no one who knows us better. And it says that the Holy Spirit is going to come in and indwell us, not just the church in general. The Holy Spirit is the soul and the heart of the church. But he comes to indwell you and I individually. And if he's indwelling us, there's nobody that knows us better than him. He knows us better than we know ourselves. And what kind of a friend is that, right? He understands you. He loves you. He's never going to leave you. He's always there to take care of you. And Jesus said to his disciples, he said that I'm going to send my Spirit. This is especially in John chapter 14 through 16. He's explaining how the Holy Spirit is an advocate, a defender, our friend. And he says, Jesus said, I will no longer consider you my servants or my slaves. I now call you my friends. And if you are my friend, I will send the Holy Spirit who will represent me, and he will live in you. So the Holy Spirit is coming as a friend. So if he's indwelling you, John, it's perfectly correct to say he's your best friend. And I think all Catholics ought to start realizing that it's not just a theology somewhere. It is, but it's more than that. It's a personal relationship with God and a personal relationship with the Holy Spirit. I think you got it right on track.
On that lifelong adventure with Jesus, which is something that we'll talk about later on this Tuesday morning, but right now we're preparing for Pentecost Sunday with Steve Ray online at CatholicConvert.com at 12 minutes after the hour during our Relevant Radio Give Hope Spring Pledge Drive, asking you to give hope right now to another soul. You can bring the power of the Holy Spirit into somebody else's life who is hearing Relevant Radio for the first time today by keeping Relevant Radio on the air for another 3 months. That's how we're connected as an electronic parish here at Relevant Radio, and you can give that hope to another soul right now online at relevantradio.com, safely, securely on the Relevant Radio app, or by calling 877-291-0123. 877-291-0123. But do it safely, securely, and quickly online at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app. Boy, do we have some special gifts for you when you contribute at relevantradio.com and the Relevant Radio app, and when you call 877-291-0123. But you want to hear the Holy Spirit at work? It's in this miracle moment now on Morning Air on Relevant Radio and the Relevant Radio app.